Once a year, we have a very large and significant conference nationally. So this year, I'm delighted and to be arriving from today. It's taking place in the National Gateway Hotel in Buncrana. So we have approximately 200 councillors have registered for it. There will be more arriving, as many will have registered late, but they'll be on their way. The National Gateway Hotel is full to capacity. The Lake Shadows Hotel is full to capacity. And we're now trying to fill Greenan Hotel in Burt. So it's a fairly large economic impact at a very quiet time of the year in Buncrana and in Neshon. But more than that, I want to see councillors from all over Ireland just to come to travel to Neshon, just to see, first of all, how beautiful it is, and send glowing reports back home through their social media and promote Neshon as a tourist destination, but maybe gain more of an understanding of the difficulties that we face here. As I said, many of them will be shocked when they try and get a train here and realize that they can't. They might see the state of the A5 road when they drive up, and many, of course, will see a defective building, built with defective blocks for the first time. So it might give them more of an insight, particularly those from further down the country, that when they see people from Donegal and from Inishowen giving out, that we don't feel that we're fairly treated, that we don't get the same level of investment. It might give them more of an understanding of that too.
Are these politicians of all parties and none?
They are from every local authority would be invited to attend, all their members. And I'm particularly delighted that Jim McGuinness is the keynote speaker. He's a significant pull in bringing people there to hear what he's got to say. Ciara Doherty from The Tonight Show will be emceeing. And we have a range of speakers. We have speakers from Airgrid, from the TIA, from the region of Asturias in Spain is going to come over and talk about their regional development challenges. We have speakers about the Northwest City region, telling what we're doing there, from the Committee of the Regions in Brussels, from the Department of Public Expenditure, from the ATU. We'll also have a visit to Fort Dunreeh. We'll see the project that we're doing there. We'll have John McCarter, who runs Fort Dunreeh, will be coming, obviously a former Donegal Person of the Year, will be coming to address them. Catriona Strain from Airnact will be talking about the huge amount of European funding that their organisation has brought into the Northwest, and show the strength that we have working on a cross-border basis with our friends in Derry City and Strabane. So, look, it'll be a very, very informative few days. I hope it'll be a very educational, but also an enjoyable few days for all these councillors. And I do hope that they'll go back down understanding the challenges we face, but also singing the praises of Inishowen and encouraging all their friends and members of their community to come up on holiday here as well.
And as you mentioned, obviously, yeah, that from that side of it's really important. But as do you find with these conferences that or these training seminars or however they're phrased, they're a conference of councillors, even if it's not under that guise, right? That, you know, the conversation about the power of local democracy, or the dilution of that power, you know, conversations about delivery of the NDP and other matters like that, you know, a lot of it is done nationally now, you know, and yeah. The people who are on the ground in whichever region they might be, and from whatever party or not that they might be, you know, often are best placed to implement these types of things, but the decisions are often made, you know, on a desktop in Dublin. Does that come up a lot? Do you expect that will come up this over the next few days?
Absolutely, it will. And that's why I'm glad we have speakers from different regions in Spain who come over and give their own experience from how local government and regional government works in their country. Look, in Ireland, we have one of the most centralised forms of politics in the European Union. We further dilution, repeated dilution of powers that we have in local authorities. Local decision making from Donegal is taken further and further to people in Dublin who might not have the same understanding of the issues that we face. So I expect that to be front and centre throughout the weekend. I hope that it is, and certainly I'll be doing my bit to push it, because I do think that we should have local decision making and brought as close to the citizen as possible.